Welcome to the New Yorker's March 19, 2012 issue. We have 7 articles for you. In the talk of the town, Khalifa Sana reports on protesting the mixed martial arts ban. Then, in the financial page, James Surowiecki explains why the recovery may be gathering speed. Next, Francisco Goldman writes about a movement dedicated to finding Argentina's stolen orphans. Following that, David Owen looks back on a lifetime of injuries. After that, Sasha Frere Jones reports on the return of Van Halen. And finally, in the current cinema, Anthony Lane reviews the French film The Kid with a Bike and Tony Kaye's new drama Detachment, starring Adrian Brody. But first, it's this week's comment. In Threatened, Margaret Talbot writes about the GOP's war on women's rights.
It would be hard to imagine a more unlikely historical moment than this one, for birth control to become a matter of outraged political controversy. For starters, there is the statistic that 99% of all American women who have had sex have used contraception at some point in their lives. For Catholic women, the percentage is almost the same, 98%, according to an analysis released last spring by the Guttmacher Institute. Then, there's the fact that we live in a society that has become remarkably dependent on the unfettered ambition of women. As the Washington Post reporter Liza Mundy writes in a new book, The Richer Sex, 40% of working wives now earn more than their husbands, and by 2030, that number will probably rise to 50%. Women already make up more than half of college and university students. By 2019, if current trends continue, they will make up 59% of total undergraduate enrollment and 61% of those enrolled in graduate programs. This is an economic and educational order predicated on the freedom of women, married and unmarried, to protect their own health and to decide when they're going to have children. As long as the debate stirred up by the Blunt Amendment, which would have allowed employers to refuse coverage for health services they felt compromised their religious beliefs, stayed focused on freedom of religion, it was possible to forget that putting birth control back in political play meant ignoring reality. You could, after all, make a coherent argument about Catholic employers and the calls of conscience without insisting on the moral turpitude of people who use birth control or talk about it in public. You could also argue that the Catholic hierarchy was basically asking the federal government to do what its own teachings apparently could not, to remind Catholic women of the evils of contraceptives in such a way that they would actually stop using them.